The new year has been full of record-breaking days for COVID-related hospitalizations, which health officials say is putting a huge strain on the state's healthcare system. Something they hope will reduce the number of hospitalizations is the administration of monoclonal antibodies to COVID-19 patients. In November, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration issued an emergency use authorization to allow the use of monoclonal antibodies for the treatment of mild to moderate symptoms of COVID-19 in adults and pediatric patients. To learn more about the treatment and its effects, yesterday I spoke with Dr. Sonal Bhakta, an internal medicine specialist and the chief medical officer at Mercy Medical Center in Rogers. We began our conversation by discussing the basics. What exactly are monoclonal antibodies?
We have antibodies that our own immune systems, develop over time in response to different disease processes, infections, that sort of thing. Monoclonal antibodies are laboratory-made proteins that mimic that part of your immune system and the ability to be able to fight off harmful things like viruses and that sort of thing. A monoclonal antibody itself is it's what we call monovalent affinity. It basically only binds to one epitope versus a polyclonal antibody binds to multiple. So it targets one specific thing that it's looking for, and that's why it's called a monoclonal antibody.
How long has this type of treatment been around? I assume that it's been used on other diseases, other viruses.
Since 1985, approximately 100 monoclonal antibodies have been designed and used as drugs for various disease processes. We use them with different hematologic malignancies, lymphomas, leukemias, that sort of thing. We use them for solid tumors, breast cancers, lung cancers. We use them for autoimmune disorders and rheumatoid arthritis, things like that. We use them for having elevated cholesterol levels. We use them for asthma. We use them for osteoporosis. We use them for inflammatory bowel disease, and then different infectious organisms. So yes, we're very familiar with the technology of monoclonal antibodies, and they've been well developed over time for all kinds of things.
That's a lot. I feel kind of silly now that I've never heard of it, I guess.
Well, they usually, a trick to knowing what a monoclonal antibody, usually they have, and they have commercials on TV, if you see an AB at the end of the name of the drug, uh-huh. That's usually because they're an antibody of some sort.
Oh.
So just okay. Kind of a general education for the public.
Yeah, no, I love that. That's what we're all about here. I think myself and some other people have become more aware of this because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Our State Health Secretary, Dr. Jose Romero, has mentioned them as a treatment during press conferences. So at what point did this treatment become something that was recommended for COVID patients?
I think the government gave it, the FDA gave it emergency use authorization is whenever the health department, and here locally in Arkansas Health Department purchased the drug or obtained the drug and started distributing it. So that was starting in November, early December is kind of when they started distributing this drug. And that's when we got to see actually what it did. It is, different hospital facilities and different outpatient centers do have this available for the patients with COVID-19. I would strongly encourage anyone that has COVID or has been diagnosed with COVID to ask their healthcare provider what the local places are that have it. The health department can also provide that list of who is offering this monoclonal antibody. Right now, there's several types of monoclonal antibodies for COVID-19 available in Arkansas. One of them is called bamlanivimab, and that's the one that we're offering here at Mercy. But there are others available. There are Regeneron products that are available as well. So there are different options for sure.
Who qualifies for this treatment? I'm making the assumption that it's probably not for all people that have COVID-19, but maybe specific people.
Yes, I actually have, it's quite a list, so I'll go through it really quick.
Okay.
In general, it's what high risk is defined as with COVID-19. So anybody who has a high risk for being hospitalized, The criteria for it are anyone that have a BMI greater than or equal to 35, anybody who has chronic kidney disease, anyone who has diabetes, anyone who has any kind of immunosuppressive disease or receiving immunosuppressive treatment, anyone 65 years of age or greater are eligible, and anyone that's 55 years or age and have cardiovascular disease or hypertension or COPD or other respiratory illnesses like asthma, they're eligible for this drug. Anyone from age 12 to 17 years and have a BMI greater than 85th percentile for their age based on the CDC growth charts. Anyone from age 12 to 17 that has sickle cell or congenital heart disease or neurodevelopmental disorders such as cerebral palsy. Anyone that has a medical related technological dependence, basically if you have to have like a gastrostomy tube or a tracheostomy, you'd be eligible, or have asthma, you'd be eligible. So the people that are not, that this is not authorized to be used in, are people who are in the hospital that have COVID-19. It's not been found to be effective for that population, or who are requiring oxygen because of COVID-19, or who may be on oxygen normally for COPD or that sort of thing and are requiring more oxygen than they're normal. They do not qualify for this antibody.
So it doesn't seem to have much of an impact on people with severe symptoms is what it sounds like.
Yes, yes, it doesn't. We really, the best benefit is to give it within 3 days of onset of symptoms. We can give it up to 10 days of onset of symptoms, and that's what you qualify for under emergency use. But yes, the sooner the better. It is a neutralizing antibody, and so we definitely want to try to catch the virus in its early stages to where we can keep it from replicating and becoming bigger than what it is, basically the viral load.
So the benefit of this treatment is that it can prevent the virus or your symptoms from becoming worse or maybe lasting longer. Is that sort of the idea?
Yes. Okay. Both.
How widely available is it in the state? I know you said you can call the Arkansas Department of Health to see if a hospital near you has it, but I'm wondering if it's something that's kind of having to be rationed, with the vaccine, we're only allotted a certain amount. So health officials are making decisions about who gets what when, because there's only so much. And I'm wondering if it's the same type of thing that's happening with this specific treatment.
No, this is, in terms of access to it, it's very accessible. You just need to ask for it from your healthcare provider, and they should know where to be able to obtain it or get you set up locally if you qualify for it. There's not any rationing of this product. We have plenty of product. The health department has said that, they'll keep supplying us based on what we're able to use up. So there's not really any issues with as there are with the vaccine right now. It's not in limited supply. If you need it, you should be able to get it.
And how is it administered? Is it a shot? Is it an IV? Is it something I have to take several times? What does that treatment plan look like?
Sure. It's a one-time dose. It is IV, and it is administered over at least 1 hour. So you'll have it administered. Sometimes it can run a little bit longer than 1 hour, but at least an hour are the recommendations. And then you have to be monitored for an hour after you receive the infusion. So usually you can anticipate that if you're going to get the infusion, you can allot at least 3 to 4 hours to being occupied with the whole process.
Do you know how many approximately patients at your facility at Mercy in Rogers have benefited or have taken this treatment?
To date, we've been able to give 75 patients this treatment. Recently, we've increased the numbers that we're able to provide every day. So right now, we're able to put anywhere between 12 to 16 patients per day on our schedule, Monday through Friday. So initially, we were a little bit limited in the number of slots that were available, but we've increased that capacity quite a bit over the last week. So anyone that needs it, please come get it.
From your perspective, how much are you hoping to increase the uptake? Like you said, it was limited and now you have more. Do you have any sort of, I don't know, goal maybe to see like how many people take this treatment?
I wouldn't say that I have a number as a goal for patients to get this. You know, with COVID, there's so many limited things that actually seem to work against the virus. This is one of the few things that it seems people seem to really feel better once they receive this this antibody within 24 hours, to where patients will call me and tell me how good they're feeling in 24 hours. And it's one of the very few things that we've seen that actually work for COVID in addition to steroids. So my goal is just that as many patients that qualify for it, get it and avoid a hospitalization. And some of the trials that look like the number needed to treat to avoid one hospitalization was 10. So if you, for every 10 people that you treat that are high risk, you can only one will be hospitalized, which is phenomenal. We really need that in our current state of healthcare in the whole United States, including our local area where, you know, our hospitals, people are just sick, COVID and non-COVID, and everybody's just stretched to the maximum and beyond, actually. So anything that we could do to help patients, keep them out of the hospital, get them better, is ideal. And this is one of the few things that appears to be working.
In terms of patients accepting this treatment, has there been any hesitancy on their part with the vaccine? There's been some folks that have concerns and don't want to take it for a number of reasons. And I'm wondering if the same has been true of this because it's something, a treatment that maybe they haven't heard of or aren't familiar with.
I think it would be, if there is hesitancy, it's because what you just mentioned, they're just not familiar with it and they've not heard it and they don't really know what it does, and they're just not educated on the benefits of it, or if they even meet the criteria for it. As healthcare workers, it's really important that we, whenever we do diagnose COVID-19, at some point offer this antibody as well, in addition to the patients that qualify, ask for the antibody. Both parties involved need to keep this in mind as a potential treatment option.
Well, you've given us a lot of things to think about. Any final thoughts, anything else that we should know about this?
Well, you know, there, just like anything, there are side effects. We have not seen that so far, but the side effects that were studied were nausea and infusion reactions, which you can see with anything, and allergic reactions, which, again, you can see with anything, any kind of medication. So, but otherwise, it appears to be so far so good. And I would just continue to strongly encourage it. It is, as of right now, this medication is free. There's no cost to the patient. I don't know what that looks like for the future, but right now it's being supplied to us free and we're giving it free.
So there is plenty available and it is free and people just need to ask.
That's exactly it.
Well, thank you so much for your time. We do appreciate it, and best of luck as things continue.
Sure. Thank you so much.
That was Dr. Sonal Bhakta, Chief Medical Officer at Mercy Medical Center in Rogers. We spoke via Zoom yesterday. The Arkansas Department of Health has information and guidance about the use of monoclonal antibodies to treat COVID-19 on its website, healthy.arkansas.gov. We'll also share a link to that information on our website, ozarksatlarge.com.